And you're very welcome back to Lifeline here on Near 90 FM. And it's just gone 10:30 here and we are broadcasting to you live from the offices of the Civic Centre here on Bunratty Road. And it's myself, Leslie Murphy. And I would like to welcome my next guest to this morning's programme. And it's Anto Flynn. And Anto is from Inner City Helping Homeless. Good morning, Anto, and welcome back to Lifeline.
How are you doing, Leslie?
Not too bad, but you're a busy man.
We sure are, sure are.
You are after been doing some fantastic work in the community yourself and your colleagues, and I have to say, you are really, really making a huge impact on the streets of the city in the last few months. Fair play to you.
Yeah, we've a good crew around us. The last couple of months, we've up to 80 volunteers involved in what we're doing, going out onto the streets and feeding over 100 people a night.
100 a night, you say, Anto?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I noticed on Facebook there a couple of weeks ago that unfortunately you ran out of stuff.
Yeah, at times what's happening is more of one thing and less than another. We might not have blankets one week and we seem to be, you know, coming down to we wouldn't have socks and we wouldn't have underwear or whatever to be putting out onto the street. The demand on our clothes and things like that is just unreal. We've seen a major increase in the amount of people that we've been feeding since the last time we were on the show. I think we're up over 40%. We haven't had a week over the last 3 months where we haven't fed 100 people on the streets tonight.
Yeah.
Last night we got off the streets about 2 a.m. And we had 108 rough sleepers fed and clothed on the streets last night.
You wouldn't think of something so simple as underwear, though. You know, I'd be thinking more.
No.
I know the jackets are really important, sleeping bags, blankets, and stuff like that. But, you know, underwear, they're things that they just slip your mind.
Yeah, and people, they just haven't got access to basic needs and basic things that they would require, you know. And you'd be very, very surprised at what people would be asking you for out on the streets at 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, God. And a little story that I picked up there on your Facebook page, and I have to say, it brought a tear to my eye, but the girl she wasn't well at all, and his good selves picked her up and brought her to hospital, and she was very sick.
That was only last week. That was last Wednesday night. There was one of the teams. We'd have five teams spread across the city on a night. So one of the teams was actually wrapping up for the night, and they'd come across a young girl who had overdosed. They had interacted with her early on in the night and looked after in regard to clothing and a cup of tea and a sandwich. And a couple of hours later, I came across her again and found that she had OD'd. But the girl is actually doing very well. She's entered rehab. She's getting the help that she needs at the moment. And it was great. She managed to get a car to us 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So I think that's where you might have picked up on it.
I see in the card.
Picture
of
the card. And three words. You saved my life.
I know the
words that were on the card. You know. So, again, it's very well done for the volunteers that were out and the volunteers that came across her, because if they hadn't have, God only knows where she might have ended up.
She could have ended up dead.
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
You're saving people's lives. I know I said it to you before and I'm saying it to you again, and I just think that this is getting to the stage that you guys are out there and you are unrelenting and you're just there for the people. And it's like, I've seen people I know getting involved with you now, and it's gone to the stage that people are out there wanting to make a difference. They're wanting to make a change in their community, and it's fantastic to think that we have so many kind-hearted people living among us, you know.
We're probably one of the only organisations, Leslie, that's ran purely by volunteers.
Yeah.
Everybody from our board of management to those that go out onto the streets as a volunteer, there's nobody within the organisation paid at all. So that gives people the emphasis to want to come out and want to volunteer. And without the amount of people that we have involved from the volunteer aspect, we wouldn't be able to run the show that we run. We wouldn't be able to provide the service that we provide. The sheer amount of people, there you go, the Women's Mini Marathon was a prime example.
Yeah, we're going to get to that, yeah.
87 people we had registered to do the Women's Mini Marathon for us. Now, not every one of them was a woman. We had just as many males as what we had females.
Yeah.
That registered. But 87 people came across and wanted to do the Women's Mini Marathon on our behalf.
That's unbelievable. And what's it like at the buzz now with things getting so big for yous and yous are helping so much people and everybody kind of knows who yous are, and in the community there's a lot of young people as well trying to get involved. Is it becoming a real, you know, yous are so established now?
for us on a local basis, it's great because everybody wants to be involved and everybody wants to either give that time at some level, whether it be behind the scenes in the office before we go out in the preparation work or out on the streets on a night then. Again, at another level where us guys behind the scenes that will be organising, you know, you come across barriers in regard to paying bills and things like that. And the likes of those that came across and done the women's mini marathon on our behalf, you know, that takes a big weight off our shoulders in regard to organising what we're organising, because again, if we had the overhead that a lot of organisations had, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. You know, we live hand to mouth week by week. What we have in front of us, we put straight back out onto the streets and into a frontline service that people can actually see is working. You know, it's something that if we're going out there now and people know us by name, they know what time we're going to arrive and what location we're going to arrive at, you know. So. Yeah. But it's worthwhile. It's very worthwhile.
Anto, just something that you said there, you've got five teams throughout the city. How is that working like? What way does that work? I know you guys work out at Killarney Street. I seen the photographs that you put up last night. I'd be obsessed when I see it. All the sandwiches and the energy and the practice that goes into it. It's just such a huge team effort. Is that going on in five different locations through the city?
What happens is everybody meets for a briefing at 10:30 at night, and they all leave from our office, and the five teams will be spread out across the city from 10:30. So basically you'll have three teams on the south side, two teams on the north side. One will stay static at the GPO on the north side and the other will move around, and the other three are constantly moving around the south side, because the south side, believe it or not, is a hell of a lot busier, and there's more foot flow in regard to people on the streets on the south side because we've clubs open and things like that. So we'd have better numbers of volunteers over there for safety reasons and things like that. But the five teams would move throughout the street from 11 o'clock. They hit the streets at 10 to 11, 11 o'clock, and they're moving right through till they report back in at 2 a.m. On a night. And you're guaranteed that every team is going to pick up 20 to 25 rough sleepers in their area. They all have a designated area. They don't move outside of their area. They stay within that area. And they've built up a rapport. They know people now. They're coming across the same people. You know, that people are expecting them to come. They're walking in every week now with a list in their hand and saying, I need that for next week. Such and such is waiting at civic offices for me, or such and such is at City Hall for me, and they need a size 10 and a pair of runners, or a size 4 and a pair of runners for next week. So.
People might think that there's stuff that they have in bags and they're, you know, throwing them out, because a lot of people I know when they're doing charity bags, they don't think about putting runners into them and stuff like that, because they say, they're not going to be sold in charity shops. But they are very useful. If there's nothing wrong with them and they're not leaking and stuff like that, they can be useful to somebody. Like, somebody will be delighted with them.
Leslie, I arrived in for a group last week with Christy Bourke on the south side of Dublin, and we arrived down onto Smock Alley and found three people on Smock Alley with no shoes on them.
Oh God.
And people wouldn't believe that, but the three people with no shoes on them had been asleep. Their shoes had been robbed.
Oh my God.
Somebody had went off with their runners or their shoes, and three people sitting on the street with no shoes on them.
And their runners were robbed off their feet when they were asleep.
They were robbed off their feet when they were asleep.
That's terrible.
So
we had to
go back and organise that they had some runners and whatever else they needed to get them through the night.
Yeah. Only for you, though. Like, I mean, look at these poor people. Only for you, what would they do?
Well, look, we say we're probably one of the groups that stay out the latest on the street. You know, there is some very good work going on from other groups that are out. They don't tend to stay out as late as what we do. What we're catching is those that are not getting into hostels and not getting into beds at night. DCC Homeless Executive only have so many beds that they can avail of throughout the night. So once it hits 10 o'clock at night or 11 o'clock at night, if you're not into a bed, you're going to a sleeping bag, you're going to one of the three or four locations to collect the sleeping bag, and you're out on the street for the night. So what we're finding is that we're coming across those that are bedding down and are staying out for the night. Last night alone, and a lot of people wouldn't believe this, 10 people, Leslie, in Store Street Garda Station, on the ground. Street Garda Station. 10 rough sleepers, you know. That's in one of the busiest Garda stations in the city centre.
Yeah.
Just to get in, off the street, be safe, sleeping in the reception area.
And I suppose that's a huge thing, being safe. They're probably a lot of them would be scared out of their lives when you fall asleep like that. If your runners are not robbed on you, what the hell else could happen to you?
Exactly. We've came across people up around the Temple Bar area. One individual woman we came across going back a couple of months ago, and she'd been set on fire while she was asleep.
Oh my God.
Her jacket all up her arm, side of her hair, hat that she had on her head, all inflamed. She was ever being set on fire while she was asleep.
Oh, Jesus.
Somebody had just threw a cigarette and had lit from underneath her, you know. So people don't realise they're walking along the street, they don't see somebody under a bin, under a bag, throw their cigarette on the ground, and you're putting somebody's life in danger.
Jamie Mac, when you hear stuff like that's so sad, it's really hurting on the heartstrings as well, you know. And I mean, I just think that yous are fantastic. I couldn't wait to get back and talk to you, Anto, and find out how things are updated, because I wanted to find a few more things about, like, donating as well. And I know now you have your phone numbers up and running. And just to touch in on the women's mini marathon before we get on to the donating, it took an awful lot of organising for you, but like to say that 87 people took part, like, and the photographs up there on Facebook outside Lyons Bar, just an amazing event altogether. Maybe you should think about running some, not the mini marathon, your own, you know, your own event to raise money. What do you think about that?
Well, I have to say, the guys in Flora's women's mini marathon, absolutely amazing. The support, we approached them, explained to them it was our first time doing it for the organisation, and the support and backing that we got from them was unreal, absolutely unreal. But the guys that done the marathon on our behalf, I tell you couldn't have had a better day with a better bunch of people. These people were amazing. They literally, from the time they arrived in the morning to the time they left at night time, we had six packs from laughing. The sheer crack that people had. And I tell you, the generosity that people come back with sponsor cards and things like that in regard to donating to us as well, you know, that was an opportunity for us to take in some money to keep us going, and trying to budget out for the next couple of months as well, you know. And everybody that went out and took a sponsor card, you know, from our point of view, an absolutely amazing job done by all on the day. It was great.
Six packs from laughing now. I love that.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Oh, I tell you'd have to be there, Leslie.
Come here, seeing the pink wigs. What he was like?
the pink wigs and the dresses as well that went along with them. It's a women's event only, put it that way. So yeah, you have to be dressed to impress.
Dressed to impress. And I tell you, those boys were dressed to impress. And fair play to them. They done you proud. They done you very proud. Now, Anto, tell us about how can we donate. I know the last time that you didn't have the account set up properly.
What happens now is we'll register with iDonate. And they transfer straight into our bank. So if you go on to www.idonate.ie and Inner City Help and Homeless, you click on them, there's a widget there that you can choose to transfer money straight into our account. Or again, if you contact us through Facebook, the lads, they still organise the clothing drives once a month. They accept all any and all clothes, shoes, blankets, sleeping bags that you have, they'll accept them. They let you know exactly what day the office is open for the clothes to come in. They do the whole lot in one day. So that's Inner City Help and Homeless on Facebook as well, if you go online.
Sorry, you said a clothing drive. So just say people have stuff, you'll come out and collect it?
Basically, we open for one day just purely to take in clothes. But if there is stuff that people want to get in contact with us, the lads in we have a clothing bank there at the offices now at the moment. Yeah. And anything that we don't put up, we would put 90 to 95% of the stuff that we use back out onto the streets. And somebody will benefit from what's come in. Mm-hmm. And anything that we don't, we can recycle and we can make a few bob from it. So if you have clothes and you can't get into us, if you let us know on Facebook or send us an email, innercityhelpandhomeless@gmail.com, the lads will come back to you and they can organise for collection as well.
And you know something, what would be a good idea there? Maybe we could do something through here for you, or if people got together and had a group of people, it'd be worth their while to collect them, instead of somebody just having a couple of coats and a sleeping bag, where if a gang of people got together, because I mean, I know I've loads at home, it's just a matter of getting them into the city centre, you know.
Yeah, well look, we've a volunteer there with a van that will go out and pick up whatever needs to be picked up. So if there's somebody that organises something themselves and sends us in an email or gives us a phone call, we can organise to pick up a collection point from basically anywhere in Dublin.
Excellent. And so, are things getting worse?
Definitely, 100%. I think that we had a local election only 2 to 3 weeks ago, and the problem of homelessness was very much highlighted that week, and we held a press conference the day before the elections where we basically explained to the media and to people that 30 million extra had been allocated to homeless services. By the time that drizzled down to Dublin, we estimate that 6 or 7 million would actually come into Dublin, which is not a hell of a lot of money to be added to homeless services. Yeah. There's over 7 people every week entering homelessness across the country, which is absolutely sickening. At this stage of the game, we've more people going on to the housing register than houses that are being built. There's not enough houses being built. We've said it before and we say it again. There's a black hole called homelessness, and all the government seem to be doing is throwing money into that black hole. Mm. And we're not saying that money doesn't need to be spent, but it needs to be spent in the right direction. We need to stop spending money on short-term accommodation, on short-term hotels and things like that for people to be put into, and we need to invest heavily into long-term accommodation, get all these houses, the voids that are in Dublin in regard to flats and apartments and things like that, get them open, put the money into long-term accommodation rather than short-term accommodation.
Yeah, quite right too, because I mean, a lot of these people have families and it's not fair to children either. Is there a lot of children on the streets, Anto?
You'd be very surprised. Actually, physically on the streets, no, we have come across cases, but we've a new PR department within the charity now at the moment, and the lads have been inundated with emails from families that are sleeping in their cars, that are staying in their cars. And these are people that are approaching us, Leslie, looking for help in any way, shape or form. Yeah. Can we advise them what would be the best way? And again, we're a voluntary manned organisation, so we can only do so much, and we can only basically refer people in the best way possible that we think we can. But, you know, from some of the emails that we have come across, again, one of our board of management, Christy, was able to put a family up into a hotel. We had a woman with 5 kids that had to be taken off the streets and housed into a hotel, And again, that's not the answer. Putting a person with 5 children into a hotel is definitely not the answer, you know. A person with 5 kids doesn't need to be in a one-room hotel. They need to be in a spacious house, or an apartment or proper living accommodation. But week on week, our emails and the stories that are coming into us, there's more and more and more people. We've one volunteer last night who'd openly tell you he's been living in his car because he can't get accommodation from Dublin City Council. And they told him he needs to get rid of his dog. If he doesn't get rid of his dog, he doesn't get accommodation from them. Mm. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, well, come here. At the end of the day, you're bringing awareness to this whole situation. It's not going to be going to sleep while you guys are in the world, and thank God for
that.
And things are going from strength to strength from you. And www.idonate.ie, follow the links to the Inner City Help and Homeless. Anto, you're brilliant, and I'm so happy that you came back on, and I'm really looking forward to talking to you again. I like to be getting the update on you, because I know you're saying that the stats are going up and that there are more and the problems are rising and stuff, but still that yous are still sticking with it, and you're unrelenting, and it's great.
Fair play. Thanks for taking the call.
Not at all. And a fair play to doing the women's mini marathon. You were all beautiful Colleens out there with your lovely pink wigs on and everything. And Anto,
we'll be back doing it next year, and as many, and we'll be looking for just as many to do it next year as well. We might even get you to do it with us, Leslie.
I will. I'll do it next year for definite. Come here, wait till I tell you before you go. And I'd love to see you doing something else into the summer. That would be interesting.
Well, we need to knock the heads together and see, can we organise something between us?
Yeah, absolutely. I know that a friend of mine is after getting on board with you there, Sharon, and she'd be a good girl to get the thinking cap on, Sharon Gunwood.
We know Sharon well. Sharon's out with us on a weekly basis.
She's brilliant.
And she raised a few bob as well throughout our iDonate account and our sponsor card as well. Good crack along the way with it.
Exactly, and everybody else that's involved too, and all the staff as well of Lloyd's, everybody is doing a great job there.
Fair play.
All right. Anto, thanks for taking the call, and many thanks to you for coming into Lifeline this morning. Continuing success to you and your colleagues.
Thanks, Leslie.
And that was Anto Flynn there, and horrendous stuff there that he was telling us about. Inner City Help and Homeless. If you do want to make a difference there, whether it be donating, they do take donations in Killarney Street. You can find them on Facebook, and you can donate directly to them with www.idonate.ie and follow the link there to Inner city helping homeless. This is going out especially to all the guys there involved and all the guys who done the mini marathon for the inner city helping homeless. And this is the Lighthouse family and Lifted.